protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, and for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home.
All right. Good evening, Cleveland, Ohio. I know it's a little bit rainy. This is the show, the people, the community, and the issues of the people, the issues, and the community. I am your guest host, Larry H. Gardner, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, replacing the Reverend Pastor Phillips, who is taking care of business. So I am here right now. We're going to talk about the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic here in 2019, Alabama A&M University versus Morehouse College, two strong historically black colleges. The HBCUs will be in full effect. And with me is the man behind it. What is your name, sir, for everybody that don't know you like I do?
Hello, Reverend King, Leonard King. And we are certainly happy to be here and promoting this very exciting and event that is coming in Canton, Ohio.
Okay. So, Reverend King, what prompted you to promote this event?
Well, I've been working with the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the last 5 years. We've been taking our youth from Cleveland, Ohio to Canton for an event called the First Play. It's an event that starts off enshrinement week of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. where 4,000 youth line up arm to arm from downtown Canton to the steps of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They pass a football mm-hmm. there, and it's an exciting time. The youth get to speak to some of the enshrinees, and they get to interact and talk about important things, that how some of those athletes made it from their situations to Pro Football Hall of Fame and had a successful life.
Okay. We do have actually Reverend Phillips on calling away from Denver, Colorado. Hello, Reverend Pastor Phillips. How are you today? Hello.
Thank you for being there for me, sub-hosting today. And thank you for my president, Reverend Dr. Leonard T. King, the president of the Baptist Ministers Conference and the pastor of First Zion Baptist Church. Thank you for being there, Reverend.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that. I came here to Denver for the final leg of the celebrating of my daughter graduating from Brown University. Mm. So it's officially over. The celebration is done. But I'm still celebrating because no more college tuition has to be paid by the
Amen.
Daddy.
So amen to that. Brown
University. Yeah. Yeah, Brown University is a great thing. But excellent. I just want everyone to know what we're doing, and make sure our folks know tomorrow is our last day for all of the clergy groups meeting. So United Pastors Mission will be meeting on this coming tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Oakwood Village, where Bishop Macon is the president. And we're preparing for this Friday's men's retreat out at Oakwood Village. It starts at 5 o'clock. We're asking, calling all men to that. And then tomorrow, we're going to be honoring and celebrating my president, President Dr. Leonard T. King, president of the Baptist Ministers Conference. It's President's Day, and we're coming out to support him. And we're asking all of our pastors and leaders to be in support there at First Zion on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So we just have a great thing going. And I want to say, Larry, I have been a part of the rallying of children going to the Hall of Fame. It's a great event, and it's also the connection now that the Hall of Fame is going to bring the college SBCU game there to Canton. and we want to be a part of that. We're going to be promoting and supporting that. We're going to be getting some tickets for that, right, Dr. King?
Absolutely. We do have tickets.
And, yeah, so we're going to be prepared to – we want to take as busloads of folks down to this historic event. I think Morehouse and – who is it? Morehouse and
Alabama
Florida A&M?
Yeah, Alabama A&M University.
Alabama A&M, that's going to be something. That's going to be some kind of game. And, you know, like everything else in America and really in the world, African-Americans have made their great contributions to everything that you see in America, including our national game now, which was baseball, but it really now is football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for African-Americans playing that game and being contributors to that game, the NFL would not be what it is today. And I would tell you, I always remember the first African-American quarterback who won this first Super Bowl. And I don't remember him because he was black. I remember him because he beat my team, the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
First time Elway lost. They lost to the Washington Redskins, and Doug Williams, African-American quarterback to win a Super Bowl, was the quarterback at that time. And so there's many contributions that go way back to how African-Americans have been a part of the NFL, and I really applaud Dr. King and making a way for the clergy and the community to have a part of what's happening in the NFL. So I want us to really listen attentively to what you're doing. And God bless your heart, Dr. King, for all your hard work. And it's just great, Brother Larry, to have a connection
right. With
the National Football League, you know, and that is just a great thing. And we want them to be a part of the solution and transforming our community. So thank you, Dr. King, and thank you, Larry, for being there.
No problem.
I will be back on tomorrow to celebrate with my president,
great. And
we have a great time. Yes, sir. I know you got a word for us too, Reverend, and we appreciate your hard work, and thank God for you, and thank God for our listeners, and continue to listen, and we're going to be on for the summer. I just wanted to announce too, Brother Larry, our summer hours for the radio broadcast is going to be from 5 to 6. From 5 to 6, so we're just going on to 6 o'clock every Monday. We're still going to be making sure we give you the information and the news that is needed so we can stay relevant and know what's happening in our community and how they affect us, how things are affecting our community. So thank God for you. Continue to listen. And, Larry, thanks for substituting today. I'm going to get back to my kids.
All right, no problem. And tell your daughter congratulations from me.
I will absolutely do that. Thank you, Larry.
Well,
appreciate it.
And thank you,
Dr. Phelps,
for all your work.
Okay. Oh, God bless your hearts. Okay. Right. Y'all have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye. So, with that being said, Dr. King, you know, the thing is that we have a lot of people that play college football.
Yes.
And those children, or those young men, you know, some of them don't get a chance to shine, especially those in the historically black colleges don't get a chance to shine on a stage like this. What does that mean for you that one day one of those young men that may be playing in this game could be drafted by an NFL team because this in Canton, Ohio? That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's very significant and important to me as a person that was born in Montgomery, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and raised in Tuskegee, Alabama, where Tuskegee University. It's very important because at one time we were not allowed to go to African Americans to state colleges, and we resulted in going to historical black colleges and universities. And I'm so happy and proud that the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to place a museum for HBCUs.
Okay.
The football players, the proceeds of this classic goes to build a unit inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame, because as they tell the story, and Doug Williams is a part of this, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
one of the founders of this.
Is he from Grambling? Correct?
He's from Grambling, okay. Yes. And as they tell the story of the transition, how we people of color came into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they had to tell the story about where they played football at. on the college level. And so we think this is very important and very significant for this classic to go on and for the proceeds to be going to place that museum in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay. So how many people are you expecting to come out for this event?
Well, we wanted to be a sellout. I believe the Tom Benson Stadium holds 20,000 people. And so we are hoping and praying that we sell it out.
Okay. So as far as the, you know, the student body and the president of both, not only Morehouse College but Alabama A&M University. So they, how'd you get them to agree to this? You know, play their regular season game in, because college football doesn't have a preseason. So how did you get them to agree to this?
Well, a gentleman that's going to be talking with us, Mr. Al Wash, great promoter. He's going to be spearheading, and he is the one that put all of this together because the Pro Football Hall of Fame reached out to him with his experience in classics. And he's really heading this and doing a fantastic job.
Right. Speaking of Mr. Al Wash, he is actually on the line. He's speaking him up. So, Mr. Wash, this is Larry Gardner. How are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Larry?
That's good. That's good.
How you doing, Al?
All right.
So, Mr. Wash, first of all, me being a football fan myself, you know, I thank you for bringing this to Canton, Ohio. So, what made you reach out to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and those two historically black colleges to do this? What motivated
you?
Well,
I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me.
Okay. We get that right. I'm sorry.
They reached out to me, and they came down and visited a game that I do every year in Dallas, Texas. I have a classic game, the State Fair Classic, that I've been putting on for 41 years here in Dallas, 41 years straight. And we do about 65,000 people every year.
Wow.
So it's something that they came and to visit, and nobody has promoted more classic games than me today. And this is something that we do, and we looked at the schedules to find out who was available and had an opening week that we could match up. And I think we were blessed, you know, to get an Alabama A&M and a Morehouse to come in and play. The good thing about it with Reverend King and the NFL Hall of Fame is that they committed to 3 years. So this is not something that's going to go away after this year. And man, we got some big ones coming to you. You know, it's I can't say who right now, but trust me, y'all gonna get the best football, black college football, that you can find anywhere in the country.
Well, you already gave us Morehouse in Alabama A&M. I anything bigger than
it's
that.
It's going to get better.
Okay. I can tell. I mean, you said Morehouse. That's pretty much, you know, Alabama A&M and Morehouse. That'll do it for me. So as far as the promotion of this event, how, besides this show, will there be commercials for this, or will there be other things before, you know, September 1st, so everybody can know, and, you know, and then the Tom Benson Stadium in Canton holds 20,000. So, you know, you're looking for a packed house. So any more promotions that you're going to be doing before then, and will you be up yourself in Canton for this game?
I come into Canton about every month and spend a week there every month. And so it's something that we've been working on for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it hadn't just came up in the past month or two. We've been working on this for 2 years. And, yes, it will be advertising. We would market and advertise it all the way up through Detroit, Michigan, and going as far out as Atlanta, Georgia, and Huntsville, Alabama, and come down all over the state of Ohio, no doubt about that, and up in Pittsburgh. So now we have ticket locations, and like Reverend King said, you know, we study pumping tickets, and we have a steady flow of tickets. The thing that would I know we gonna sell it out. I just hope everybody in Ohio can get the experience, the first year experience, because one of the pastors talking about Doug Williams. I was just on the phone with him about 30 minutes before this call came up, and we were listening to a commercial, and he said, that is nice right there. So, yeah, you're going to get the commercials, you're going to get social media, you're going to get flyers, you're going to get billboards, TV commercials. When we get started, it's going to be big.
Okay. And when are you planning on getting started as far as the promotion? What do you have a set month? I mean, it is June, so when do you?
We started around about the 15th of July. Some of it has already started, as far as the social media component has already started. But as far as radio, we're going to radio on the 15th of July, and TV will be shortly right behind that. So we'll have a good, solid 8 weeks promotion.
Okay.
And you can purchase tickets online. We do have ticket locations, but online you can purchase tickets at profootballhof.com/tickets.
Okay.
That's profootballhof.com/tickets. Tickets, and I have picked tickets for purchase.
Okay, so the tickets are on sale now.
The tickets are on sale now.
Okay,
yes.
And how much are the tickets?
They begin at $30, and I believe they go up to $90. Is that right, Mr.?
That's correct.
And it depending on where you want to sit.
Okay.
Now, so, and this is not a ticket just for a game.
Right.
We have a post-game show. You know, that's going on after the game.
Okay.
We have, tailgating and a lot of fun going on with different music. There's gospel music. There's R&B music starting at 12 noon. Everything starts at 12 noon, and we'll go all the way through Morris Day and the Times, all the way to the end of the game, the post game.
Okay. I'm sure you're
one ticket. Get you into all of that.
One ticket gets you into all that, and I'm sure y'all going to have a Battle of the Bands halftime show. You know, the HBCUs got the best bands. I swear I've seen a lot of them, and, you know, one of the things is those bands. I love those bands. I love the steppers and the bands and everything. So,
no doubt about it.
So not only is it going to be a game, but it's going to be a show. It's going to be a tailgate before during and after, and I'm sure that both teams will put on a great, great game for us. And I appreciate you bringing this to Cleveland, to Canton, well, to Ohio, period, because, you know, we need something like this. We need something like this. So anything that you have to say about, you know, the game itself and everything that you that's going to be going on pretty much September 1st, that's Labor Day weekend, correct?
Well, that'll be the game itself, yes, will be going on Labor Day weekend on the 1st of September. But there's a lot of activity that'll start even before then. The day before that, Saturday, you know, we have a golf tournament, a wellness walk. We have also a drumline competition. We have the group doing the dance competition that you see on TV, Bring It. You know, that's going to be going on. So we have a lot of activities going on. And there's still activities that are still in the makings, concerts. And there's a lot of things that's going on. When you say classic, you don't just say a football game and go home.
Right.
You're talking about fun.
Absolutely. Things are going to be going all the stuff beginning Friday through Saturday. All in the city of Canton, and all obviously Mr. Wash is promoting the drum line, and I can't wait to see that. That's going to be very exciting. A lot of people in the area have never seen that.
No, they haven't, and it's a great experience for especially any African-American man and woman to, especially a young person, a teenager, to see that. I was blessed to, you know, go down and see some games. So, but yes, we will, when we come back, we will have more of the promotion of this game at the people, the community, and the issues here on WERE News Talk 1490, the People Station here in Cleveland, Ohio. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. We'll be right back with Leonard C. King of Mount Zion Baptist Church, one of my favorite pastors, besides my own Pastor Phillips. So we'll be right back.
His blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father.
Don't miss the exciting celebration and unveiling of the 14th edition of Who's Who in Black Cleveland Akron, Tuesday, June 18th at the Intercontinental Hotel Cleveland. For tickets or more information, visit newstalkcleveland.com.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Andrea Foster and family remind parents that more youth are being threatened by gun violence now than ever. We can't protect them from everything, but we can take them back from the dangers. Monitor friends and behaviors at school and set curfews. When one becomes a victim, we all become victims. Get involved. That message was proudly brought to you by Andrea Foster and family. They're another local concerned and involved neighbor working towards a safer and gun violence-free environment for all our communities. That's the Foster family on the air because they care.
Are you happy with the state of our country? I'm not. I'm Rob Richardson, engineer, political activist, and advocate for change. I've spent the last two decades fighting for the average person. Disruption is not a compromise. Let's shake things up a bit, challenge the status quo, and focus on what's really important to you.
Log on to your station's website for the latest Disruption Now episodes. Text Disrupt to 71007 for show updates, news, and more.
These ribs are smacking. Thanks, Uncle Earl, for the invite. You know I love me some good barbecue.
Oh, boy, get your hands off them bones. I didn't invite you here to eat up all my food. You need to start listening to me when I'm telling you about stepping up your game with your car.
I know, you keep telling me about North Coast Auto Mall and how they can help me. I just don't think you understand my situation.
Oh, boy, I seen that piece of junk you got in my driveway right there. It's pitiful, but I've also seen what North Coast Auto Mall can do for any situation. They smooth, just like my barbecue sauce. And you can go there and get you a ride for as little as 99 cents down. I'm talking about a fast little sports car, a SUV, sedans, or a truck. Just call 1-800-NEXT-CAR.
99 cents? Yeah, I can do that. As long as it's legit, I can work with.
Now, boy, would your Uncle Earl lie to you? See for yourself. North Coast Auto Mall has three locations. In Palmer, Akron, and on the Bedford Auto Mile. Or call 1-800-NEXT-CAR. Now do as your Uncle Earl tell you, and you'll be smooth sailing. And I might let you have some of this barbecue.
99 cents down. For example, amount finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.01 upon approved credit.
Mo and Mo Jr. Tires and Auto Repair. Located at 8202 Superior Avenue. For the best deals in new and used tires plus auto repair, see Mo or Mo Jr. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Serving Cleveland since 1995. If you need oil change, brakes, or auto repair, stop in and see Mo or Mo Jr. Or call 216-231-0059. That's 216-231-0059. Mo also offers road service and they pay the best prices for your junk cars. And for your convenience, Mo has two locations, 8202 Superior Avenue and their new location at 103 in St. Clair. And remember, if you need tires or auto repair, call Mo or Mo Jr. You'll be riding good through the neighborhood.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
All right. We are back with the people, the community, and the issues. Also, the people, the issues, and the community. We're back with the Honorable Reverend Leonard King of Mount Zion Baptist Church talking. First Zion Baptist Church. First of all, where is your church located for people that don't know, or if they should know?
10313 Garfield Avenue, almost on the corner of Garfield and 105. They've been there 74 years.
Oh, wow. So how long have you been pastoring?
I've been at that location, First Zion, I've been pastoring 9 years. Been pastoring 36 years consecutively.
Wow, wow. So we are talking about the Hall of Fame Classic, the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic 2019, which is coming Sunday, September 1st. There's going to be a lot more stuff going on before then. It was Sunday, September 1st, at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. Mm-hmm. 4 p.m. kickoff, but we're going to have a lot of stuff. Everything starts off at 12 noon there in Canton. So the Alabama A&M University versus Morehouse College. So you said that you have tickets. How can people call you and reach you to get these tickets?
My number is 216-417-6422. 216-417-6422 in the Cleveland area. Just call that number and we can get you tickets. Or they can go online at profootballhof.com/tickets.
Okay. So the Hall of Fame Classic 2019, Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic here. Has anybody from alumni from both Morehouse and Alabama A&M reached out to you for, saying thank you or want to participate? Has anybody done that yet, or you have not had a chance to talk to anybody from the alumni from both those colleges?
Well, there are a lot of alumni in this area and a lot of in the surrounding area, and a lot of them are excited about it. I have reached out to some alumni. They have a Morehouse alumni in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
In Alabama A&M as well, in Akron, Canton, even as far as Detroit. And a lot of the alumni are going to participate. They're excited about them bringing the game to Canton, and more so excited about the museum. The proceeds is going towards to build that museum. So when people visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they will also be able to visit the Historical Black College and University Museum.
Okay. Is anybody online on the phone? Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Al, you're back. I'm sorry. I'm glad that we didn't lose you. So as I was asking Reverend King, as far as, the Morehouse and Alabama A&M alumni, there's a lot of him here in northeastern Ohio. Has anybody, reached out to you about this particular, any alumni, any famous alumni or anybody that, wants to contribute, reached out to you as well? I know you've been doing this for 41 years, so you probably don't need any help, but it's always good to have, people that want to help put this event on. Anybody, that you want to talk about or, give thanks to?
Well, there's definitely there's a gold jacket person that's in the Hall of Fame at Alabama A&M, and I think he reached out to the Hall of Fame to say that he will be participating. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to say Mel Blunt.
I
might have the names mixed up, but it's definitely going to be some Hall of Famers, and a lot of the Hall of Famers that didn't even attend Alabama A&M and Morehouse that will be in attendance. And, you know, even Denzel Washington's son, you know, he played football over at Morehouse.
Right.
So I think he'll be in attendance. And, you know, and we are reaching out for Spike Lee and Samuel Jackson to invite them to the game. So, but once the promotion, you know, gets into next month, I think everybody's going to be calling and scrounging for tickets and want to know where the activities are going to be.
Right. Yeah, Denzel Washington, so I think John David Washington, he did play for, I think he was a running back for Morehouse.
Yeah, he was a running back.
And he used his talents for football, and, you know, since he has the acting gene from his father, I think he was on a show called Ballers with Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. Yeah, he's done a lot.
And he starred in the movie, The Klansman?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, he did. So, yes, he's got, those acting chops, those football chops. I'm sure he'll be there. I'm sure that, you know, his father will follow right behind him. And we're going to have a lot of star power over here in Northeastern Ohio. And I can't wait to see this. So,
Several pastors in the city are alumni of Morehouse in Alabama A&M. So it's a great showing. It's going to be a great showing from this area, Columbus, Cincinnati, Youngstown, Detroit. A lot of them are coming and to support this worthy cause.
Right. So, Al, are you from one of the historically black college? I didn't get a background for you because I see Reverend King.
No, I didn't. I didn't attend neither, nor did I attend a HBCU college. But it's something that, you know, that I had Eddie Robinson, and you know, our motto at Grambling. And I say at Grambling because I was at Prairie View A&M doing the same thing before Eddie Robinson. He came on board and told me. He said, "Son, if you can do this with a school and put this type of crowd in a stadium and they're not winning, just think what you can do with me."
Exactly.
He said, "You need to come on over here and go to work for Grambling."
When Eddie Robinson of Grambling speaks, one of the winningest, I'm not going to say African-American coaches, one of the winningest coaches in college football, period, ask you to do something like that, you come running.
And you have to go.
Right, you got to go.
And that's what I did, and my game is like 41 years old here in Dallas, and we always ranked in the top three in attendance. And the thing here with the game in Canton, Ohio, I personally would go on record and say, we're going to have them on the freeway trying to get in.
Right.
Yes.
It sounds like it's going to be a sellout crowd, you know, considering, you know, I'm sitting right next to a Tuskegee man over here, you know, wearing his colors proudly. Yeah.
Well, I'm born in.
Okay. Yeah. So I would. So Reverend King, could you repeat the phone number again?
For 216. 417-6422, 216-417-6422. You can call there and you can purchase tickets, or you can go online at profootballhof.com/tickets.
All right. Again, that's 216
417-6422.
All right, 216-417-6422. Somebody going to play that as a number tonight. I know they are. But, yes, you got to get those tickets because with the way that it sounds, right, if I'm not mistaken, these tickets are going to go fast. They're going to go once they're – and do you know how many have you sold already? When did you start selling the tickets?
Tickets went on sale about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And do you know how many that you sold already? Or
I'm looking at a ticket count of looked like a little bit over 1,200 tickets.
So, and it's been 2 weeks. So imagine in an 8 week span, they're going to be lining up in Cleveland to get to this event. So it'll be in Cleveland, Cincinnati, all over. And you know, you have people who don't like myself. I didn't attend a historically black college, but I love historically black colleges, and I'm going to be there. And I'm going to make sure, even if I had to stand on somebody's shoulders, you know, or I had to work in the concession stand, I'm going to be there. But, you know, what is the one thing that you want from this? It's not just a game. It's an experience. Al, what do you want people to take away from this experience of having, you know, this event here in Canton, Ohio, from the people in Northeast Ohio that never experienced an event like this before?
Well, I'm looking at them to take away an experience of being around black people and being able to attend a black university for an education. The thing that hurts me now, even though I didn't go to HBCU, but I played football and even through the college and upper ranks, to where the thing that bothers me the most is when you have a kid and the parents push them into going to these big schools because of what they're doing on the football field, but they're not doing it in the classroom. You know, athletics is an all-around, you know, sports. Now, you have to do and perform in the classroom, and you have to perform on the field. So I'd like to see them and not go to Ohio State, and nothing's wrong with Ohio State or Texas or any of these big schools, but if you're able to stay there and get a degree,
the chances
and the likelihood of a kid playing pro football, it's short, you know. But and the good thing about an HBCU, you always go back for homecoming and you go back to enjoy what's going on year after year after year. I went to a predominant white school. I haven't been back. You know, maybe the first year or two that I came out of college, that was it. But I haven't been back since.
Okay. And what school?
You know, but I go to Prairie View's homecoming. I go to Grambling's. I go to Texas Southern's. I go to Alcorn's. I make homecoming.
Exactly.
And let me also add, thank God for the faith-based groups that
right.
I'm working with. For the last 5 years, especially in the Cleveland area, many of the faith-based groups have reached out to me, and we take our youth from Cleveland to the Pro Football Hall of Fame for Enshrinement Week.
Right, right.
And we want to do the same thing for this classic. But without the help of these other faith-based groups and some different corporations, we would not it would not be possible to bring the youth and take the youth to Canton. So I'm really grateful and thankful for all the support that we're getting from the Cleveland area to take our youth to these events.
Okay. Did you want to say thank you to some of these corporations, shout them out, you know?
Sure. First Energy helps us a lot every year for the last 5 years. Some of the numerous of churches, I can't remember them all, but many of the churches in the Cleveland Clergy Alliance helps us. The United Pastors and Missions, that whole group helps us. And, of course, the group that I'm heading, the Cleveland Baptist Ministers Conference, helps us. And even groups that are not the Seventh-day Adventists, and different denominations have helped us, and we're very grateful for their help. We could not do what we do without the help and support of all of these faith-based institutions, and right. We're grateful.
Right, and I want to make a note as far as, you know, Alabama A&M. Al, you mentioned, you know, these predominantly bigger colleges like Ohio State. I mean, Alabama A&M is competing with recruits that either go to the University of Alabama or Auburn University, and for them to be a part of this, you know, would hopefully bring more students who want to play high school, who want to play for a historically black college with a name, because anything with Alabama has got to be good. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, my father's from Alabama, and, you know, my grandmother's from Alabama. So anything with Alabama has got to be good. And, you know, and they're, you know, playing Morehouse, which is equally as strong. So we got some strong brothers, some young brothers that have come out, and everybody needs to support not only the athletics, but the academics of these student athletes. And not only them, but the parents as well, for, you know, because it's hard, because if you feel like you're, you know, a Division I player but don't get a scholarship to the big schools like Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, the names I mentioned, then those schools will take you. And it's not bad. One of the greatest quarterbacks, Doug Williams, came out of Grambling. And if I'm not mistaken, Jerry Rice, one of the great
Mississippi Valley.
Yeah, Mississippi Valley State came out of
HBCU.
And he is still the greatest wide receiver in the National Football League. You know, so you don't know where you're, like some NFLs, and if you don't think that the NFL scouts are looking, this is enshrinement week, they're looking. Trust
absolutely.
Me. They're absolutely looking. Anything?
Well, you got to look at the fact that most of those guys in the Hall of Fame in the old days came from HBCUs, you know. You got Walter Payton, you know. You got tons of the inductees there at the Hall of Fame. That was the only place they could play. Deacon
right.
Jones,
right.
You know. I mean, there's tons of them that came out and could only go to a HBCU school.
Right. Yes. And, you know, you great players. You know, Walter Payton has rushing records set. Deacon Jones, one of the scariest defenders ever in the NFL. I've seen tapes of him on YouTube, and I'm like, would not want to see him anywhere on the football field or try to block him. And, of course, you know, like I said, one of my favorite receivers. I just wish he played for the Browns. But, you know, luck would have it, he played for the 49ers, and he made two quarterbacks look great, Joe Montana and Steve Young. So, and Walter, and I could not, and I forgot about Sweetness. You can't forget about Walter Payton.
And I think Shaq Harris I believe he was the first recruited a black quarterback.
Buffalo Bills.
That went to the Buffalo Bills. So all of these contributions from people that went to historical black colleges and universities are so important, and how significant it is. And we're hoping, and I was telling Al that we are hoping and praying that the billionaire that reached out to Morehouse and paid for all of their we're hoping that maybe possibly he could come and we can honor him at halftime at the game, because what a tremendous contribution that he made to Morehouse.
Yes, he did. What is your opinion on that, Al?
Well, as far as reaching out to him or what I think about what he did?
Think about what he did, yes, as far as...
Oh, I think it was something tremendous, you know, because you look at, if we don't take care of our own, and all he asked for was for one of the kids that he took care for them to reach out and do it for someone else.
Okay.
You know.
That's
all he's asking for. You know, so to come out of school and be able to have no student loan.
Right, exactly. None at all.
What a tremendous start.
Very much so. So when we come back, the people, the issues in the community, I am your guest host, Larry H. Gardner, with Reverend King and Al Wash on the line. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Oh,
Mo and Mo Jr. Tires and Auto Repair, located at 8202 Superior Avenue. For the best deals in new and used tires plus auto repair, see Mo or Mo Jr. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., serving Cleveland since 1995. If you need oil change, brakes, or auto repair, stop in and see Mo or Mo Jr. or call 216-231-0059. That's 216-231-0059. Mo also offers road service and they pay the best prices for your junk cars. And for your convenience, Mo has two locations, 8202 Superior Avenue and their new location at 103 in St. Clair. And remember, if you need tires or auto repair, call Mo or Mo Jr. You'll be riding good through the neighborhood.
Did you miss the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
If Gary, you don't get your dad or husband these things. Furry house slippers. I don't care if they're in the men's section. Okay, men don't care if they're in the men's section. They're not meant for your dad, especially not for Father's Day, unless he asks for them.
And they were put in the men's section by women.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on News Talk Cleveland, WERE, and streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you could still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that's a leading cause of liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 65, you should get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments can cure this disease. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. A message from the CDC.
A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of becoming part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by Unbound.org. If you're in Cuyahoga headed westbound 480, you're going to find an accident blocking the left lane just before Warrensville Center Road. Also in Cuyahoga, if you're going northbound Ridge Road, you'll find an accident that's been reported just north of Memphis Ave. If you're in Cleveland, you're going to run into some heavy traffic delays going east your way inbound between West 41st Street and Clegg Road. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
All right, we're back. We got a fast-paced show with the people, the community, and the issues of the people, the issues and the community. I am your guest host, Larry H. Gardner, along with the Honorable Dr. Leonard C. King of First Zion Baptist Church over here in Garfield. We got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
I am, and I'm gonna be conscious of your time. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm speaking as a Morehouse graduate because I advocate for the well-being of Morehouse, okay?
Okay.
But Alabama A&M as well. I like people to take this into consideration. You're going to a football game that's on that day if you go. But prior to going to the football game, and I'm referencing Morehouse more so than Alabama A&M, mm-hmm. but both of them, look at the online catalog of these two schools. Consider the different majors that they have. Look at the community outreach to each of these schools. Do read it thoroughly. You have plenty of time between now and the game so that when you do go to the game, you'll have a stronger appreciation of what you're seeing other than a bunch of student first, athletes second, athletes performing on the football field. And then consider this. You may know some young man who's in high school or is thinking about transferring from another college, and you can speak with education about one or both of these two colleges to give them something to consider if you have read the online catalog and looked at that community outreach that these schools do. And if your money is limited, believe me when I tell you this, read this too. A dollar or $100,000 is 100% tax write-off if you donate to these schools, and they'll tell you how to do that too. These are good schools that produce good citizens, consequently good alumni for these schools and for the American way.
Okay.
Consider that before you go to the football game. Uh-huh. It doesn't take that much to read about them.
All right. What is your name, sir?
My name's Todd.
Todd. Todd, thank you very much for that insight. I'll make sure I'll personally do this when I leave here. So.
Yeah, you might know a good brother. You might know a good brother that just kind of thinking about it, but talk to them with education after having read, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Tremendous education. Yes.
Very good education. So we got Al on the line.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. We got to go, but anything that you want to say, because we just had somebody on the line talking about reading up on both Morehouse and Alabama A&M. Is there anything that you want to say to the audience out there that's listening on this program right now? What do you want to say to them about supporting this event?
Well, I like just what the brother just came on the air and just said, you know, and that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about athletics. It's about getting an education,
mm-hmm.
you know. And amen, these are man. Two great black institutions that you can get a good education from. And I'd like to see people support the black institutions. You know, I've been doing it for the past 41 years, you know, even though I did not go to a black HBCU school, but I've been supporting them now for 41 years.
Right.
And like I tell Prairie View, I tell Grambling, look, I've been giving y'all a big paycheck every single year, and how much does that add up? When they tell me, okay, you're right, you know. I mean, they pay days anywhere from $300,000 and up right. on a game every single year, which is a good payday. And if we can get those type of paydays for these institutions, HBCUs, that would be great.
Right. It's like, you know, one day, one year might be it's the Canton Football Stadium. Next might be Cleveland Brown Stadium. Who knows? Let's shoot for that. I will sit like in an NFL stadium having these college kids play there. That would be awesome, and I would love to see that. And Al, thank you very much for coming on the line here. I got to get to my man Larry Hagler. He's been waiting patiently. So thank you very much for coming on the program. I appreciate you. Okay, and I appreciate you. So I got to get this thing going. So next up, Larry Hagler.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Brother Larry.
No problem. Should have been here.
I think we would be remiss, brother, if we didn't mention the name of James Harris, who actually broke the NFL color barrier, the Jackie Robinson of the NFL. First black quarterback to start a playoff game. Out of Grambling University, mm-hmm. played for Eddie Robinson.
I think we mentioned his name. He played for the Buffalo Bills.
Also, right. but he started the first playoff game for the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
Thank you. That's our football Black History moment for the day.
All right, and I expect.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. I expect to see you at the game.
Yes. So,
all right.
All right. Thank you. All right, Stacy. Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I love the voice. Thank you very much for blessing us with your presence today.
Well, I greatly appreciate that because we've got a packed week tomorrow. That's June the 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at East 105th Street and Lee Avenue at the new Fisher House. Is the Fisher House grand opening. So please, it's open to the public. Please stop by. That's over the lunch hour. So if you all are available, please stop by and enjoy the festivities. That has been a project that shows collaboration between the federal as government and our local officials, and our local officials will be there in full effect, including Councilman Kevin Conwell and Mayor Frank Jackson. So please come out and celebrate the opening of the Fisher House, which supports our veterans. We also have the next day, which is Wednesday through Friday, the Dance USA Conference, which is a conference of all sorts of dance companies and dance professionals, and it's going to have all sorts of activities for students as well. And you look into that by danceusa.org. It's going to be taking place in several venues because that's how big it is. Playhouse Square, CSU, Cleveland Public Library, Cleveland History Center. So come on out, see some stellar performances, get some master classes in, and get your dance on. That's... We next have on the 14th, the 15th Annual Fatherhood Conference. This is very important. This is something co-sponsored by Cuyahoga County. It's really led by Cuyahoga County. And its annual event is going to be a day of workshop, uplift, and exchange for fathers. And that is going to take place on Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn. And that is 1100 Carnegie, right downtown, and it does have off-street parking. So please follow up Cuyahoga County Father Initiative and come out there and join them. Their keynote speaker for the luncheon is the Honorable Brad Sellers, Mayor of Lawrenceville and proud father himself.
All right. Shout out to Mayor Sellers.
Yes, indeed.
So I will. So the Fisher House, what is the address again for that event tomorrow from 11?
The Fisher House is at the corner of East 105th Street and Lee Avenue, which is one block north of Ashbury. So it's a block north of the intersection of Ashbury and 105.
Okay.
Good old Glenville.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And don't forget also at Dr. Macon's church, Mount Zion Baptist Church out in Oakwood Village. It's going to be sons and fathers, a great fellowship out there. Beginning, I believe, is at 5 o'clock and goes to, I think, midnight at Oakwood Village, Mount Zion Baptist Church, Larry Macon.
And when is that event?
President. This coming Friday.
Okay, so you can attend the Fatherhood Initiative event on Friday, and then you come out to church, which is it's important for, you know, African-American fathers to stick together. I'm an African-American father.
Yes.
So it is important for that to happen for your sons to see positive African-American male role models, especially on this Father's Day weekend. And then you can buy tickets for the playoff game.
Absolutely.
for the college game.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very, very important to show that, unity. So, speaking of tickets for this event on September 1st, 2019, and the event periods, so how can they, what's the telephone number again?
216-417-6422. That's First Zion Baptist Church on Garfield Avenue, 216-417-6422. You can also get tickets at Mount Zion in Oakwood. President Larry Macon is going to have tickets. That's going to be one of our outlets as well. Or you can go online at profootballhof.com/tickets.
Okay. So there's no excuse for you not to get these tickets. I'm going to get my tickets. You better get your tickets, and we better get everybody get your tickets. And also, this Father's Day weekend, with the events going on, and make sure that, you know, you celebrate fathers, because mothers get a lot of celebration, and they deserve it. But the fathers, especially the African-American fathers that are doing what they're supposed to do despite any circumstances, need celebration as well. And speaking of which, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially mine, Larry H. Gardner Sr. Happy Father's Day. And early Father's Day. So this has been The People, The Issues, and The Community. I am your guest host, Larry H. Gardner, and also Pastor Aaron Phillips will be back next week. Thank you, Dr. Pastor Reverend King, for coming in and blessing us.
Thank you.
No problem. And thank you very much for listening. And if nobody tells you that they love you today, I love you. We all love you. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Can you hear him crying now?
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.